John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK. Toto and Hold the Line, the John DiBella Show, where 39 degrees will get to 47. We got mixed rain and snow happening right now, but that'll come to an end in a little bit. Probably get some rain tonight and some more rain and snow tomorrow. Temperatures over the weekend in the lower 40s and 39 degrees outside at the moment. If you are participating in a whole lot of loot, the word this morning is battery, and you still got a little bit of time to get that into 4077. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, there is a very special show at Jefferson Golf Club in Norristown, a comedy show that is put together by our guests. It's all to support the Methacton Music Boosters Comedy Night, that's what it's called, benefiting the Methacton High School Music Program. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now for the second time this year, ladies and gentlemen, is Chip Chantry.
Yes. Yes. You guys, thank you.
Right, the pride of Eagleville.
The pride of Eagleville. I'm going to get that tattooed on my chest, I think.
Thank you very much. So how are things for you, sir?
Good. I'm so glad to be here, yeah.
All right, so tell me about this. All right, did you go to Methacton?
I did. I'm a graduate of Methacton High School, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
And were you part of the music program?
I was. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I wasn't, in the marching band. I wasn't, anything like that. I was one of the cool kids. I was in the choir, So that's, where all the cool kids hang out.
That is very
rocking the cummerbund.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I had lots of cummerbunds. I sang. I'm sure that was fun for my dad. Telling all his buddies at work, talking about their kids doing sports. Their sons. I'm in the choir. My kid's starting quarterback in his high school team. It's my kid's getting a scholarship. He's a shortstop. What about you, Chantry? He's like, my kid's a tenor, I think. He's going to be a bass when he goes through puberty. I think that's going to work out. I was a music guy. I was never a rough and tumble guy. I was going to fight recently. I should tell you about that. I was going to fight, which means I'm not a fighter. I can't. So I basically almost got beat up is what I should say.
Because you're not, you made it clear the last time you were here, you're really not Mr. Sports.
So. No, not exactly. No, no. Like I can't fight either. You could describe my fighting style as mixed liberal arts. That's what I'm fella. But here's, I can't, I was all nervous. I was at a bar with some buddies having some drinks, and there's a group of guys having some drinks down the bar, and one guy bumps into another guy, and of course it's the whole big thing, and they're pushing and shoving. It's like this melee. I'm just looking for the exit. I want no parts of it. But my buddy grabs me. He's like, you stick with us, man. Just yell something. Just intimidate him. It's all about scare. It's all about intimidation. Look at me. I'm not an intimidating guy, but I'm drunk and I'm nervous, So I'm going through that Rolodex of all of the tough things, that intimidating things I've heard people yell before a fight. So I just got all my confidence up and it just got all my courage, and I just yelled, my husband's a cop, and that's no one was intimidated, so I've heard angry ladies yell that, and that's all it was.
As long as I did bring up sports, and like I said, you made it clear the last time you heard that you weren't all that much of a sports fan, but did you celebrate the Villanova win? Did the whole parade happen yesterday?
No idea. If I want to see guys in khakis getting all excited, I go to Happy Hour Vanguard. That's basically what. I'm still reeling from the Eagles. I was very excited about that. The Eagles, I don't think we needed another parade. I'm still excited about the whole Super Bowl win. I think my favorite thing was, and I think this happened after I was here last time, was one of the speeches that Nick Foles made. I think it was really inspiring. He was during a press conference or whatever, and he was like, don't be afraid to fail. Yeah. I thought that was very inspiring for kids, people to listen to. Because Nick Foles is a big failure. He got cut from teams. He was traded. And then, he comes up and he becomes Super Bowl MVP. But you always hear that. You've heard that don't be afraid to fail speech before. Mm-hmm. But it's never, it's always from somebody who just won an Oscar. I'm the Super Bowl MVP. You never hear that speech from a failure. That's why we believe it. It's never that don't be afraid to fail speech is never from some crusty guy living out of a motel in Sarasota, Florida. He was 10 grand to his book. He's got an Oxycontin problem. He's like, don't be afraid to fail. It's like, I'm afraid to fail. I'm afraid to fail. Shoot for the stars. If you miss, I'll sell you my kidney for $20. I'm like, I'm afraid to fail. I'm afraid to fail, sir. I'm afraid to fail.
So has anything been new for you musically? Because the last time you hear you,
you know what I did see? Because I'm a big music fan. I saw the whole thing. Did you see Ringo Starr became a knight?
Oh, yeah. Did you see this? Yeah. He's Sir Richard Starkey now.
Sir Richard Starkey.
Sir Ringo.
to me, that's so sad. That just, it's just another example of a senior citizen having to get a job out of retirement. You know what I mean? You know, that's like the British rock star equivalent of becoming a Walmart greeter. Like, that's, you think he would have saved some of that octopus's garden money, but apparently he's going to go fight dragons or whatever they do now. Like, I know it's kind of an honorary thing, you know, become a knight, but like, God forbid the queen ever really needs some help. Like, somebody's attacking and they're like, we got to get all the knights together. Like, it was like, call Ringo and McCartney and we'll get Jagger up here. Oh, here comes Elton John in a Donald Duck suit made of honor. But those guys are getting up there too. Like, it's like, I always get sad when you see like a rock star dies. You know, like I get so upset. You
you're preaching to the choir on that one.
Yeah, but see, you've even met a lot of those guys. Like, even just as fans who have never met them, we still get upset.
Mm-hmm.
It's
sure.
You never met them, but it's like you're big. You know, it's a big fan, and you know, like, I still remember when, you know, Tom Petty died. I was all upset. You know, you're like, Prince died. I was like, I never met Prince, but I was all upset.
Right.
Like, I still remember exactly where I was, because you remember that moment you hear that news. I still remember exactly where I was the moment I found out that Kurt Cobain from Nirvana died.
Sure.
I still remember exactly where I was. I was at this little coffee shop. It was around the corner from my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
It was 3 weeks ago, and I was like, how did I never hear about this? I gotta start reading the news more. I'm behind on this. I miss this story.
So who else is? You're not the only one on the bill tonight for this thing.
No, right? Norm Clark, very funny.
I've known Norm for
one of my favorite people in the world.
Probably have known Norm longer than you've been on Earth.
Probably, yes. He's been doing it forever. I love him. And friend of the show, Jake Materis.
Jake,
it's going to be a really fun show. I'm really excited about it.
So it's Chip Chantry, Jake Matera, and Norm Klar. It's all benefiting the Methacton High School music program, and you can get tickets through eventbrite.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest for today, Chip Chantry.
Yeah. Thank you.
John DiBella.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
Classic Rock 102.